Good evening, Kulani.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Kulani, Minister Brown said the Eskom board has consulted her about its negotiations with Mr. Molefe about the pension payout and that various options were discussed. Can you explain what options you considered?
Well, I'm not at liberty to actually delve into each option that was put on the table. But I can confirm exactly what the minister said, that, after consulting with various experts, from legal to pension, experts, certain options actually made available and discussed across all parties, but they were not mutually agreed, resulting in the board deciding to actually rescind its initial decision of actually granting Mr. Molefe early retirement.
Kulani, when Mr. Molefe resigned from Eskom or left Eskom last year, he said the resignation was in the interest of the institution and the public it serves. Since nothing has changed since his resignation, how can it be in the interest of the institution and the public to reappoint him?
Well, that was said by Mr. Molefe himself. So I haven't actually, we haven't apprised the reasons of him saying that. I'm sure he has, reasons why he actually said that. So I would not be able to really respond for him. I'm sure at a particular point when he's available to talk to the media, I'll be able to say that. But what I can say is that this does not actually mean that there is any indifference in terms of fighting the issues that may be, unethical. The organization is actually seeking to cleanse itself or to actually, perfect itself in respect of the field of governance, increasingly. And there are various processes internally that are seeking to actually get us to a position that shows that we are progressively improving.
Kulani, just lastly, the ANC, opposition parties and civil society groups today criticized the appointment and said it created the perception that the Eskom board was not serious about addressing corruption. Can you respond to that?
Well, what I can say is that the board actually did apply itself before it actually got to, to take this particular decision. So, I wouldn't actually comment much in terms of the political comments that have been made, but I can tell you that, this is a legal decision and lawyers have been, consulted ahead of the decision being made. So I feel that the board did actually the best that it could. And also it's an individual with, skills in terms of good skills in terms of managing business and turning around, companies. So I think if we can actually be able to see things just beyond, the perceptions as we know them, we'll actually appreciate that the decision is for, the good of the company as well as the economy.
Kulani, just one last thing. Who was going to pay the 30 million rand, the pension fund or Eskom?
Well, this money was received from the pension fund, but I understand, my little understanding, I'm not an expert in these issues, is that some portion is actually paid by Eskom, I think, into the pension fund. So yeah, I think it's a combination. I don't know what is the split in terms of percentages. So, I'm quite limited when it comes to that. But this is the money that was then eventually paid from the pension fund.
Thanks for joining us, Kulani.